WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Asian shares have dipped in an echo of Wall Street sell-off. Stocks tumbled with the Dow plunging 890 points and the Nasdaq falling 4% a day after President Trump refused to rule out a recession this year. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
There's a cloud of uncertainty hanging over investors. It starts in the biggest sense with the overall economy. With on-again, off-again tariffs, a slowdown in consumer, business, and government spending, and the idea that the president did not rule out a recession when asked point blank, there are fears that the U.S. economy could be facing its first recession since 2020.
A judge is ordering the Trump administration not to deport a Palestinian activist, pending a legal fight over his detention. It comes as hundreds gathered in New York City to protest the arrest of green card holder Mahmoud Khalil, who was placed in ICE custody over the weekend. CBS's Lilia Luciano says the Trump administration is offering multiple reasons for his arrest.
What the Department of Homeland Security has expressed is that they're following an executive order that bans anti-Semitism. What Secretary of State Rubio has said is that this is one example of other people who could lose their visas and their green cards.
Secretary of State Rubio is in Saudi Arabia for a meeting with a Ukrainian delegation on trying to end the war with Russia.
We have to understand, what is the Ukrainians' real position? How far can they go? Where are the Russians? How far can they go? And then we have to see how far apart that is.
More from CBS's Holly Williams in Lviv.
Zelensky stressed over the weekend that his country has always wanted peace. They never wanted the invasion in the first place. But going forward, Ukraine doesn't want to be pressured into a ceasefire deal that rewards Vladimir Putin with territory and then allows him to invade all over again in a few years' time, because that has happened before. And to stop it happening again, Ukraine wants security guarantees, including from the U.S.
The Pope's recent address to the faithful during his hospital stay is allowing doctors to feel more optimistic about his overall recovery. CBS's Chris Livesay has more from Rome.
The mere fact that he was able to issue this message was indeed an encouraging sign. And now when we know that was leading up to this very positive news that we've gotten today. Nevertheless, he is indeed an 88-year-old man who has double pneumonia, but it looks a lot better than it did before.
In the U.S. Senate,
this vote, the yeas are 67, the nays are 32, and the nomination is confirmed.
And Lori Chavez de Remer, formerly a Republican representative from Oregon, is President Trump's Secretary of Labor. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
NFL free agency frenzy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They've decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elgton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers adding another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal worth $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman TJ Slayton today. He'll join the Bengals on a 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA, the Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios Studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and a few high clouds for the overnight as a southwest to westerly wind will be a little gusty at times. Lows dropping back into the upper 30s. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, winds turning to the northeast, highs in the mid-40s, then falling late in the day. Right now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joins us to discuss the impact on Wisconsin of DOGE cuts. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of our program. The Bootlicker Brigade for the Morbidly Rich and their never-ending war on democracy. This is a piece that I wrote while I was on vacation. And I just wanted to share it with you. You know, it's just, I think it's a pretty good rant, and this is really what's going on. I mean, former Senator Joe Manchin came out after Al Green called out Donald Trump. I mean, what Al Green said, you know, Trump started out, you know, lying about what he was doing and saying that he had a mandate, you know, to cut Medicaid. And he didn't say cut Medicaid, but that was implied. And Al Green stood up and said, "You don't have a mandate to cut Medicaid." I mean, that's what Al Green said. And so Joe Manchin, you know, the cross my palm with cash Joe Manchin, the coal baron, the guy who lives on a yacht, the multimillionaire Joe Manchin came out and said that was disrespectful and inhuman. It was a reflection of Al Green's inhumanity, or words to that effect. This is, you know, Manchin basically jumping on the MAGA side. He probably has political plans in West Virginia, or maybe he's just, you know, is trying to stay relevant. God only knows. But basically, the MAGA people are the people who claim that they represent the real America. And so, you know, who are these people? You know, we saw them jumping up over and over and over again during Trump's State of the Union, yelling, USA, USA, you know, when Al Green was speaking. They show up at school board and city council meetings, literally wrapped in flags, sometimes carrying AR-15s, screaming obscenities, carrying Bibles. They demand that our children be exposed to measles and not get vaccinated. They're actively gutting our government in a way that is just delighting Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. They forbid teachers from teaching sex education and then make it illegal for girls to get abortions when they get pregnant. They strip out of our schools the curriculum of the history of black people and queer people and women and their you know, successes over the years. They say they love our military and our veterans, but they're firing thousands of people in the Veterans Administration to screw our veterans, you know, all to lower the taxes for the billionaires even more. They claim to be champions of the elderly, but they're trying to privatize Social Security. Well, at least so far, they're just gutting Social Security. It's close enough. They insist that global warming is a hoax and fight like hell to keep hundreds of billions of dollars in fossil fuel subsidies flowing to the fossil fuel oligarchs who fund the Republican Party, which is why you can't find one single Republican who will acknowledge climate change is a crisis. They celebrate the attack on the U.S. Capitol, as well as on several state capitals. Remember Gretchen Whitmer? There was a plot to kill her. They threaten a new civil war if politicians even talk about raising taxes on billionaires. They say they believe in fiscal responsibility, but Donald Trump wants to borrow another $5 trillion to extend his tax breaks for billionaires. They demand prayer in school and one nation under God, but they completely ignore Jesus' teachings that you shouldn't pray in public. You should go into your closet and close the door to pray. I mean, he literally said that. It's in Matthew, Matthew 5, I believe, the Sermon on the Mount. And they completely disregard his teaching in Matthew 25, where he said the only way to get to heaven, you want to hang out with me, here's how you do it. Feed the hungry, heal the sick, you know, house the homeless. It was clothe the naked, but, you know, the same thing. And visit those in prison and welcome the stranger. Their preachers openly violate U.S. tax laws by preaching politics in the pulpit and then, you know, just dare us to do anything about it. They attack colleges and academics and support over $1 trillion. It's $1.5 trillion now in student debt. And now they're actively trying to tear apart the Department of Education. We've got worldwide wrestling woman in charge of the Department of Education. I just, you know, there are these moments where you just have to shake your head and go, what the? Anyhow, they claim to believe in democracy, but they're pushing laws to make it harder to vote. They say they're on the side of working people, but they hate unions. They're gullible patsies of hustlers claiming that religion inspires them while they're, you know, raking in the cash to buy a new mansion in Hawaii or a new private jet. They're sexually insecure men who have been played as marks by the National Rifle Association, telling them, yeah, just strap that prosthetic penis called an AR-15 on your back and everybody will think you're a tough guy. They're grown-up elementary school bullies who couldn't keep up in school and so they turned to violence and now they're doing the same thing. They don't understand basic science. They're white chumps who think they're genetically superior and are terribly confused when they see smart black people on TV. They're useful idiots of foreign autocrats and oligarchs like Putin and Xi, who send millions of trolls across social media to suck them in. They're dupes for billionaire media families, you know, like the billionaire Murdoch family that made their money basically selling hate and fear. I mean, this is who these people are. I call them the bootlicker brigade. They're licking the boots of the morbidly rich. Meanwhile, we had huge protests last week and over this past weekend, and a lot of them were not covered by the media. I know Nate has some clips here to share with you. The International Women's Day protests, women took to the streets of cities across Europe, Africa, South America, and elsewhere to celebrate. Wrong camera, Nate. Okay. Women took to the streets of the cities across Europe, Africa, South America, and elsewhere to mark International Women's Day. In Istanbul, in Turkey, huge protests. In Poland, they opened a center across from the parliament building where women could get abortion pills. Athens, Madrid, Paris, Munich, Zurich, Belgrade, literally all over the world. At the same time, here in the United States, massive protests. Bernie is holding these town halls and just huge numbers of people. I mean, thousands of people are showing up. He did a town hall in a little town of 9,000 people and had 2,500 people show up. He had 10,000 people show up in the Midwest. I mean, this is just incredible. And then on top of that, now we're seeing vandalism. Now, I'm not an advocate of this. I'm not a fan of vandalism, and I don't think that vandalism is necessarily a good thing, but we're seeing graffiti on Tesla dealerships, Molotov cocktails thrown on another dealership's lot, Tesla charging stations set on fire. On March 3rd in Maryland, there was graffiti found at a Tesla dealership with swastikas that said, no Musk. On March 4th, the following day, police in Massachusetts, 7 Tesla charging stations were intentionally set on fire. Again, don't do this. But I think it's worth noting that, you know, people are seriously pissed. March 6th, a 39-year-old man vandalized several Tesla vehicles with stickers of Musk. On March 6th here in Portland, at least 7 shots were fired at a Tesla dealership, damaging 3 cars and shattering windows. Definitely don't do that. March 7th at that same Tesla dealership in Colorado. There was an arson. On March 8th, over 350 protesters gathered in New York City at a Tesla showroom as part of a nationwide Tesla takedown. Hundreds of New Yorkers have swarmed and shut down that Tesla dealership in Manhattan. And then the scientists are out there protesting. I don't know if you saw this. The thousands of researchers and supporters of science protested in more than 30 cities across the United States and Europe. This was, you know, last week. On this protesting Donald Trump and Elon Musk gutting science in America. They were holding signs like science makes us stronger and scientists will not be silenced and facts over fear. And what do we want? Peer review. When do we want it? Now. Which is just great. And there's very real concern that an entire generation of scientists is being lost to the vandalism of this, of Trump and Musk, you know, firing all these people. And then on top of that, now tuberculosis is resurging around the world, and the World Health Organization came out over the weekend and said that they expect there will be a massive uptick in tuberculosis. Tuberculosis, by the way, is the single most deadly disease in the world. I mean, there's a whole lot of terrible things that kill people, you know, AIDS and malaria and everything else, but more people die of tuberculosis than anything else. And it's not so much a problem in the United States, although we do have TB outbreaks in some parts of our country. You can't get a vaccine against it. It's, you know, public health measures and good treatment. And it takes serious antibiotics that you have to take for like a year to knock tuberculosis out, or a long time. I'm not a doctor, so don't quote me on the year, but I know it's a very long time that you have to take these heavy-duty antibiotics to knock out TB. And we just killed the funding, and it was only $250 million. It was $250 million, which was stopping tuberculosis in dozens of countries. Meanwhile, there was this amazing article in the Financial Times over the weekend that was titled or headlined words to the effect of the Caribbean is becoming a China Sea or a China Basin. And what they're talking about is that there's all these Caribbean nations that we have been funding through USAID, some of their anti-poverty programs and infrastructure programs and things like that. We pulled out and China has just stepped right in. China is establishing a massive toehold in South Central America and the Caribbean right now as we speak, because Trump has backed away from, you know, has killed off USAID. They announced this morning, I believe it was 65% of all the USAID programs are going to be permanently shut down, which means people all around the world are in desperate straits. Who's going to step up to help them out? It's going to be Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. I mean, it's just, this is insane. This is called soft power. We are surrendering our soft power at the same time that Pete Hegseth is telling our military, stop doing the stuff to stop Russia from cyber warfare. At the same time that the White House has shut down the office that was alerting people to when, you know, Russian trolls and bots are slamming us with fake news and social media, you know, lies on social media. It's like Trump is these guys are destroying our country. It's incredible. 18 minutes past the hour. What say you? I'll pick up your calls in just a second.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with your thoughts right after this. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup, etc. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our morning coffee. We love it. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. Get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. to start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. USA on cue like they were bought and told. They chant for a con man, swear the truth's a lie, while their billionaire masters watch and laugh from up high. They don't fight for freedom, they don't stand for the weak, just puppets on a string, dancing to the fat cat's beat. Oh, the bootlicker brigade, bending low, tongues out wide, kissing the boots of take them for a ride. Sold out their country for a tax-free scheme. Praying to the dollar while they kill the American dream. They call themselves Christians. Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Tina in Chicago. Hey, Tina, what's up? Tina in Chicago? Listening on WCPT? We're on hybrid one. Everything's good. Going once, going twice. Umberto in Hialeah, Florida. Hey, Umberto, what's up?
Tom, good afternoon. I have two questions. One will lead into the other. And my question is, I'm hearing so many people commenting, and I speak to people locally here in my community here in Florida, and it seems to me that I believe an authoritarian type of mindset has infected so many people's minds, because it's amazing how Donald Trump and Elon Musk are getting away with so many unconstitutional actions. Number one, has anybody even thought to think that the vast majority of the executive decrees, I don't call them executive orders, I call them executive decrees, coming from Donald Trump, the vast majority of these executive decrees are unconstitutional? They're illegal because they depend upon the majority vote of Congress right. for their approval.
That's been pointed out by many people, Umberto. You're right.
I mean, and number two, DOGE is a totally made-up, false, fake creation of Donald Trump and Elon Musk. It should not even be in existence.
Agreed.
It has no real authority under the Constitution. It's not yep. a democratically created federal agency.
Yep.
And Elon Musk, what in the heck is he doing in our government? I mean, he's a usurper. He's wormed his way.
They are doing Putin's work. They are tearing down the United States. They're destroying our international alliances. They're deconstructing our government. Now you got Pete Hegseth during this time of international conflict talking about let's cut the Pentagon budget and in particular, let's not, you know, modernize our nuclear forces. It's insane.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You know, as Jeff Merkley says, if Donald Trump isn't a Russian agent, he sure is playing one to the T. I mean, he didn't literally say that, my paraphrasing, but you get it.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. New tariffs and recession fears send stocks tumbling. Our Weijia Jiang has the administration response.
They are not going to react to what they call, quote, short-term animal spirits of the market, because they say they are focused on the bigger picture as it relates to CEO confidence and the manufacturing sector and small businesses.
The U.S. wants to deport a Palestinian grad student who organized campus protests against the war in Gaza. Odyssey New York reporter Mary Lynn Buckley is at Columbia University.
Pro-Palestinian protesters are rallying for Mahmoud Khalil. He's a permanent resident of the United States and now is in detention in Louisiana. They say his arrest sets up the fight over free speech.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia for talks to end Russia's war in Ukraine.
This is not a conflict that can end by military means. It can only end by diplomatic means. And the president's goal is to bring them both to the table to get this resolved.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
NFL free agency frenzy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They've decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elgton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers adding another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal worth $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman TJ Slayton today. He'll join the Bengals on a 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA. The Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and a few high clouds for the overnight as a southwest to westerly wind will be a little gusty at times. Lows dropping back into the upper 30s. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, winds turning to the northeast, highs in the mid-40s, then falling late the day. Right now, it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Hans Breitenmoser on the tariff roller coaster farmers are stuck on. They're on, they're off, they're on again. What kind of trade policy is this?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Money back guarantee. You can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% off with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is Tom, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
At the highest stakes, where billionaires bend and the strong man takes. A whisper here, a favor there, America's.
Picking up your calls, what's on your mind today? Devon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Devon, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, here we are in such a strange place in America, aren't we?
Yeah, it seems.
Strange is a word. So I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and for the first time ever, we have a black man as a mayor. Doing a heck of a job, and his name is Ed Gainey, and he has worked hand-in-hand with our representative in the House, Summer Lee, and he has just done a tremendous amount for areas of Pittsburgh that have been heretofore overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And he's running for re-election. And I was at the protest organized by a party official on the 23rd of February here in my largely Jewish neighborhood, Squirrel Hill. And Mayor Gainey walked by, and I was so surprised. I ran him down, and I talked to him a little bit, and but I didn't think to ask at the time if he had been asked to speak by the person in charge of the PA system and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this weekend, those same Democrats who have been running the parties for I don't know how long in Pittsburgh, so the Allegheny County Democratic Committee,
mm-hmm,
voted to endorse Mayor Gainey's opponent in the upcoming primary. Now, that's highly irregular that they would endorse his opponent. Further irregularity has come to my attention in the fact that the Facebook page that I post things on about not only Mayor Gainey, but Fetterman, who, you know, has come right out and said he's voting for the Republican budget. But certain things seem to not get noticed on that Facebook page. This morning, a woman who I've never met posted about how her posts were being deleted when she endorses Gainey or when she criticizes Fetterman. And sure enough, within an hour, that post was deleted, along with a informational note that said that if you are rude, criticizing, that you'll be removed from the group. So she was removed from the group. So Ed Gainey right now lost by 4 votes, and the votes are being recounted. But I want to know why no Democrat running that protest on February 23rd, during which CBS News interviewed Mayor Gainey, so he was most definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did no one ask him to speak to the crowd? Why did the woman standing next to me, when I said, "Oh, look, there's Mayor Ed Gainey," she said, "Oh, he's not going to win." Why?
Yeah, I get
why
it.
Why are these black Americans?
It sounds like whoever is running that Facebook group has a specific political agenda, and Mayor Gainey is not part of it. I mean, you know, doesn't that seem to be the case?
She's a party official. She's a party official, Tom.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
The woman who brought... Well, so it's most definitely unfortunate.
Maybe it's time to start a new Facebook group, Devon.
I'm thinking that that is probably the thing to do, but I'm just so...
Of course, if you post it there, she'll delete it.
Well, so I put up, so someone did put up a post that said, you know, what was the electoral count on the primary last weekend? Mm-hmm. And that one did not get deleted, and there are many, many comments there that refer to the fact that the Democratic Party should not be endorsing one candidate or the other, and that it doesn't right. happen that way in right. states with closed primaries and blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is the man was there at the protest and was not invited to speak.
Yeah.
And that tells me all I need to know about yeah. the Democratic Party in Pennsylvania and the Democratic Party writ large, which is to say they're not our friends.
Yeah.
They kneecapped Bernie, and now they're screwing my mayor, Ed Gaines.